In the name of the triune God, the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, for our topic of sermon is from Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and the tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Amen. There are many girls and boys here at services. Have you ever played such a game where you follow the leader? From my own childhood, I remember such a game. There was a leader who did many kinds of tricks, movements. He went very difficult paths, and the others had to follow him and do everything that the leader did. And then when I was able to be as a leader, I tried to think some very difficult tricks and stages that no one else could follow behind me. Here in our Bible portion is not in question of playing, but following. Namely, the disciples certainly would have been able to play such a game as follow the leader. But they would not have been able to do the same works as Jesus did. We remember that the disciples were able to do some miracle works. They healed the sick, and perhaps some of them were able to awaken someone from the dead. But of what kind of following is in question here? The Greek language uses a term, akalyktheo. It means the traveler of the same road. Matthew speaks in his gospel of following in the following way. When Jesus said to his disciples, "If someone wishes to follow my footsteps, let him deny himself, take the cross, and follow me. For he who wishes to save his life shall lose it, but who loses his life on my behalf shall find it." In other words, following of Jesus is denying oneself. What is that? Denying oneself. The self-denial is from the inherited sin, and it is the battle, the fight against sin. And Jesus said, let him take his cross. What does the carrying of one's cross here in this context mean? Taking the cross is following someone with, as one is, with one's own faults and weaknesses and lackings, precisely with those functions which God has given. With these, one can follow Jesus. Here in Matthew, what I've borrowed here, Jesus yet begins in this way: if someone wishes to follow my footsteps. That "if" word means this in this context, that Jesus gives one the option. Jesus asks for the person's own agreement. Following Jesus is free, is free will. Jesus gives as if two options. Jesus says in this way, if someone follows me, he who wishes to save his life shall lose it, but who loses his life on my behalf shall find it. And continues, what benefit is it unto man that if a man wins the whole world unto himself but loses his soul? As an option here is to follow Jesus and to win everlasting life. The other option is to leave, not to follow Jesus, and listen to one's own desires. And this dear, this road brings unto perdition or unto death. Jesus called his own disciples. Jesus had many disciples, but those 12, dearest, Jesus called personally. And they are kept as apostles. Jesus called Peter. He also called Peter's brother and the boys of Zebedeus. And in the Bible, it is related when Jesus traveled along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Peter and Andreas. And they were casting their nets into the sea or the lake. And Jesus called them, said unto them, come and follow me. In other words, follow me. After traveling with him for some time, they came to the sons of Zebedeus, John and James. Jesus also gave them that same option, follow me. Here, what is significant is this. Peter, as well as Andreas and the sons of Zebedeus, began immediately to follow Jesus. They did not have any excuses. They didn't have any other things to do. They did not have any conditions. But the word of God says in this way that the boys of Zebedeus were in the boat with their father, and they immediately yet left the boat and his father and began to follow Jesus. I have thought of this Bible portion. Did it exactly go in their real life in this way, that they immediately arose up and left all their temporal things behind? Peter, if I understood, had a wife. He did not go to say goodbye to his wife. And the other disciples in question were certainly had families. or perhaps they could have at least said farewell to their relatives. But God's word does not relate to us of this, but emphasizes this. When they were called, they immediately left to follow him. Is here not for the believers of this time a picture of when God calls into his kingdom, we would not put any conditions that in our lives would be things that are such important that it would go before this call. When Jesus preached, people, many different kind of people followed him. Those who believed upon him followed him, and there were those who followed him who did not believe him to be the Son of God. But also there traveled those people that were curious, and perhaps they had an awakened conscience. But nevertheless, not everyone followed Jesus. Jesus related a parable of a man who called people unto his festival, and those people had many different kinds of excuses. One had purchased a field. He could not come to the festival because he had to go look at the field. Another was called to the festival. He had bought an oxen, and he had to test the oxen. He did not have time to go to the celebration. The third had just been married. The marriage is a very happy situation, and the couples are very interested in one another. And whoever has just been married, that we can understand that in our life, that in our lives is nothing else but our dear wife, your spouse. But all these examples forsook that call. They had excuses, made up excuses. They certainly could have gone to look at his field and to test his oxen and to spend time with the wife after the celebration. But we, as people, can easily put these makeshift excuses if we are attached onto something more than God and to the Word of God. Following is leaving the temporal life as a second option. It does not mean this in our time, that we forsake our dear ones, our relatives, and sell our own wealth when we go and follow Jesus. No, but it means is a condition of the heart that we would not have anything in our heart that would be more important. Nothing of this richness of this time or enticements or the mammon of this world. Only this, that in our hearts would be preserved God, the Word of God, and living faith as a first and foremost. And also in this way, when we look at these matters, what our life brings before us, we encouragingly would look at them through the Word of God, always thinking that what is the will of God, that how should I function in this or that way. God wishes or wants that we proclaim his word, and that we would read his word, and that we would listen to his word. Are we the believers of this time, dear service guests? Are we the followers of Jesus? As long as we have the Word of God in our hearts and the Lord Jesus Christ and the living faith, it is the most important matter, as we are taught in confirmation school, that what is the life's most important matter? The knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and to become a child of God. And I would like to always add, and remaining as a child of God, we could all say with one word, faith. That is a most important matter of our lives. When it is the most important matter in our hearts, then we are the followers of the Lord Jesus, in the same way as the apostles, and in the same way those believers who were here before us journeyed and believed on this earth. In our text is coming from his home area, Capernaum, and he goes by taxation office. The point he says in our text, unto such a man as named Levi. He was a tax collector. He says unto him, Levi, that follow me. That tax collector or tax collectors was belittled and forsaken and perhaps persecuted people. They were hated, for they perhaps were as thieves. They were set before large roads. They had the greatest possibilities to deceive people, to gather money more than they would need, and they would put them in their own pocket. That publican came from the Latin word publicum, which means society. They were governing officers. The Zacchaeus was the most known publican. Even you little boys and girls remember from Sunday school, he was such a small man as Zacchaeus, who wished to see Jesus, and he had to climb into a tree so he could see Jesus. And this Zacchaeus was a leader of the tax collectors, or manager. He arose into the tree, and when Jesus came to him, nearby him, Jesus called Zacchaeus to come down and went to his home. Jesus saw the heart of Zacchaeus, even though he had sinned and done wrongly and taken money for himself. Jesus saw. He was in an awakened conscience, and we remember, was able to humble unto repentance, and as a fruit of repentance, promised to give four times fourfold to those who had wrongfully taken from. In the same way, Jesus sees this Levi and into his heart, a publican, tax collector, and he sees into his heart. Jesus said, to follow me. Levi did not have any excuses that I will come after this or that, I will do this or that first. But the word of God says that he got up and followed him. We remember from the Bible that narrative of that rich young man who also was willing to follow Jesus. But that young rich man asked, what should I do so that I should be saved? Jesus said unto the young man, that follow the commandments. That young man says that I have kept the commandments from my youth. And Jesus says to him, go and sell all that you have and give your money to the poor. And the young man went away sorrowful because he was rich. Earthly mammon went before following Jesus. This servant's speech, someone who is not partaker of this grace, perhaps you're driving in your car, and perhaps this summer service radio channel has been dialed in, tuned into. Do not change the channel. Listen to how God calls you, even yet today. Follow me. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ and his own. Jesus is there where his kingdom is. And his kingdom is there where two or three are gathered in his name. It is here today at the Rei Servi Opisto services. But it is at the same time in many different other places, wherever there are believers gathered together. If you hear this sermon or speech, you also can begin to follow Jesus just as you are, just as you find yourself. To carry or bear your own cross, it does not have to feel as successful. One could feel their own sinfulness and weakness. And this can be also felt, that how is it possible that I, of the most wretched, can begin and follow Jesus? It is in this way possible. If you wish to believe, then you shall follow Jesus and his own. You can make repentance of unbelief. It is faith. It is confessing, and a repentance of life. You can believe unbelief and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name, precious atonement blood. And in this way, begin to follow the Lord Jesus and his own. Here in this Bible text spoke of a publican, Levi, Levi also is called with another name in the Bible. In the Gospels of Mark and Luke, the name is Levi, and Matthew uses Matthew. And according to the historians, this is the same one. Jesus calls Matthew publican, who was also known as Levi, who wrote the book of Matthew. Matthew was one of the first disciples of Jesus who began to write these sermons of Jesus and his teachings down on paper. And they go and have dinner at Levi's house. And with Jesus, the publican Levi, and perhaps also the family of Levi. But the text says, and many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him. Luke writes in this way, or thinks in this way. He thinks that there had been a large farewell festival there. There was a festive dinner where Levi, or Matthew, publican, had called his dear friend, publican friends, and held a departing celebration when he had left his place of work as a tax collector. And then the outside of the house traveled the Pharisees. The Pharisees was a believing group who founded their faith upon following the law. And according to their own mind, they were the only true believers. According to their own mind, they believed, were a believer if you follow the law. And they could not comprehend this, that why Jesus would eat with the sinners, and that he spent time with the publicans and other sinners. If we remember the being of Jesus, Jesus was not Jesus the friend of sinners, persecuted, those lame and those poor. He was their friend. And Isaiah writes of this, Jesus was not himself known. He also experienced persecution. He took the form of a slave and became a man in the midst of men. Here, according to the text, Jesus is eating with the publicans, and the Pharisees are mumbling among themselves. They do not speak to Jesus, but they marvel in a loud voice that how is it possible that Jesus is spending time and is eating with those sinners. Jesus nevertheless hears the pondering of the Pharisees. The Pharisees were not called to this festival. Perhaps they were agitated because of this. They were not able to argue with Jesus about certain matters, and they sought reasons why of what they could accuse Jesus of. When Jesus hears this marveling of the, or thinking of the Pharisees, he says that it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners. The healthy means strong, mighty in the spiritual sense. The healthy are the self-righteous. There are such people who not have a conscience over sin. The sick are those, are the sinners, penitent people. A doctor cannot do anything on behalf of the sick unless the doctor meets the sick one. The only person that Jesus cannot do anything is such a person who is such a do-gooder and does not wish or wishes not to receive any kind of help. Jesus, God received a duty from his Father, God. He came here to call sinners. He came to call with words that follow me. Believe upon me. When Jesus was crucified on Golgotha, that duty which he received from his Father, it ended. He cried out, "All it is fulfilled." That duty which he received was had come to conclusion. He preached forgiveness, repentance. He offered the call into the kingdom. He reconciled our sins upon the cross. He arose into heaven. He went there to prepare a way for us, a place for us. And there shall come a day when Jesus comes a second time into this earth to come and get his own into the home of heaven. But Jesus left his office of speaking. Jesus called those apostles to follow me. He, as if he prepared them this duty which he left them. The baptism and the mission work, I'm sure there are those who are from the confirmation class this summer. One of the memory verses was baptism and mission work. Go and make all as my disciples, baptizing them and following and telling them to follow everything that I have taught. And behold, I am with them until the end of the world. Jesus also exhorted to preach the forgiveness of sins. And that sermon office, that office of speaking, it is not the office of the speaker or the priest, but it is the office of every child of God. Even you, little boy, it is your office and duty. You are a priest, a priest of the Holy Spirit. You can also preach the forgiveness of sins. Even as you young, even you confirmation students, young and old, Jesus has left this office of preaching unto us. And for this reason, the work of his work continues here in his kingdom as the work of the Holy Spirit, as we have already been able to hear at these services. Yet of that following of Jesus, it was Peter. It was Thomas, a disciple. Even though Thomas doubted, he nevertheless believed with his mouth open, for Thomas traveled with Jesus as the other disciples as well. But Jesus once said that you know the way, that way where I'm going. And Thomas said, I do not know the way. What is that way? Jesus then said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Thomas followed Jesus, even though Thomas did not know the way. It relates to us of the faith of Thomas, how he trustingly traveled. He believed and trusted upon that which Jesus had taught and said, God calls even today people to follow his son, Jesus. God gives many times of visitation where God calls man to him. No one can come to me lest his Father who has sent me call him or draw him. He who shall come till I awaken on the last day. In this way, Jesus promises, if you stay, hear my voice, harden not your heart, but repent. And we who have received, perhaps from our childhood, to travel here in the kingdom of God and its group or flock, we have been able to follow the Lord Jesus. It is not a self-taken matter, or we cannot take it for granted that we will make it to the end of our lives. But the enemy of the soul also is here, whose work is to tear away a believer from that road, so that following of Jesus becomes difficult at first and then impossible at the end. The enemy of the soul, he has no other purpose or reason is this, that when he would be able to lose a person for God's kingdom. But it is good for us to trust upon the power of God is much greater than the power of the enemy of the soul. We cannot always by ourselves, but when we follow as a sheep the good shepherd here in the flock of God's kingdom, we can receive support and trust, comfort. We have dear travel companions who comfort us on this way. If we are taking a step away from the everlasting life, our friends, they stop us and from below comfort and instruct to repent, instruct us to repent. Sin is the only thing that separates us from God. In confirmation school this summer, I have been able to teach the young. Sin is the deceiving of the heart, moving away from God in one's heart. Then we do not follow the Lord Jesus Christ, but the King, Prince of this world. We have been exhorted to follow the Jesus in doctrine, in life, and in suffering. Is not that doctrine, is it not the Word of God and the Holy Writings? Is life the life of a believer that we would not love this time nor this world, and that we would not be equally yoked to this world, but we would be as a light and as a salt, and also in suffering we can suffer on behalf of the name of Jesus, as he himself says, because of my name you shall be persecuted and ridiculed. You shall be oppressed in the world. We have different types of trials, but we can go through them and discuss them with other believers, and above all, and dip for strength and power onto this road that leads us one into heaven. We can dip from the power of the gospel, which is a remarkable matter. A certain young It is the gospel is the most remarkable matter which I know. It is so when God's power is in it and it is affected by the Holy Spirit, and it takes all that evil and false sin away from one's heart, then through the gospel, then the Spirit of God shall come and live in one's heart. And one receives those gifts of fruits of faith, love and joy. Love is the greatest of them. In this way, dear brother and sister, here at this tent and wherever this sermon is heard, you can remain following the Lord Jesus in doctrine, in life, and in suffering. Uplift your heart to believe. Even at this moment, you can believe, all sins forgiven. All sins are forgiven, dear brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name and blood. Leave all sins forgiven. If I cannot see everyone from here, you do not need to raise your hand. You can believe as you are in your place. Believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And remain following the Lord Jesus Christ and to follow with the flock of God's kingdom with a comforting conscience. Can I believe my sins forgiven? I wish to remain believing with you. In Jesus' name, amen.